Damn, Feveroy was so Kirk Franklin. Black History Month is gone, just like the history of black women Jay dated. Out of here, it's a wrap. No Mas Negro Census Bureau. Shiggity. Jay like the black male version of Taylor Swift. You like your women to be the color Taylor Swift, and then you get rid of them like Taylor Swift. Hey, y'all, it's literally First Friday.
Yes, it is.
So let's march first to this week's contenders. Hey, real quick, did y'all know I got frisked at my comedy show last night at Scandalous?
What?
First time in my life, y'all. I was scared to perform afterwards. I tell you, ever since Kat got caught with that gap, even the comedians getting a pat. Contender number one, Jet editor Mitzi Miller for her comments about our girl Fantasia being illiterate. First, Jet used an old photo of Fantasia on the cover. Then Mitzi Miller proceeded to half-ass apologize on Facebook like she was Gone with the Wind fabulous. Contender number two, the E! Channel, for calling Octavia Spencer Viola Davis Sunday at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they must have been off that E! Themselves. But in E!'s defense, it could have been worse. They could have said she was Gabourey Sidibe. Contender number three, all you gladiators and scandalholics that got stood up by Scandal last night. Damn, people didn't know what to do. Women was acting like Rerun was like Armageddon or something. Yo, they was pissed like the stick on an early pregnancy test.
Wow.
I heard Jackie Reed was on Twitter about to cut her wrist with a spork. Contender number four, Jermaine Jackson, for legally changing his last name from Jackson to Jackson. At first, I thought he did it because he don't love them O's. But that's not true, because you and your brother got babies by the same O's. You Census Bureau Negroes. Joe Jackson need to give you one last ass whooping. Contender number five, Michael Winans Jr., one of the Winans family members, for using his family's good gospel name to Ponzi scheme people out of their money. You tried to taint your family good gospel name? It's always that one family member that shame your family name. I mean, just ask Bernard Lewinsky how he felt about his daughter, Monica. Making that last name suck.
Wow.
Bobby, you're going to jail now because of the Census Bureau is replacing Negro with your name. Getting 55 days for your third DUI? Who knew? Puffy got Ciroc, Drake got Beats, Bobby Brown breathalyzer. You ain't the Bama of the week, you the Bama for life.